Seven people were pulled from the water north of Juneau after the 20-foot Hughescraft skiff capsized near Tea Harbor. One man trapped under the skiff was reported as unresponsive by the Coast Guard. Rescuers administered CPR on board an Alaska State Trooper boat. It landed at Auk Bay, and an ambulance rushed the man to Bartlett Regional Hospital. Names of the people on board have not been released. The Coast Guard also rescued three boaters, including a 12-year-old child, this morning in Misty Fjords National Monument, capping off a three-day search. The search for the trio began Saturday night after family members reported the boaters overdue from a halibut fishing trip. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the story.
50-year-old Clint Clarkson and 46-year-old Tracy Harrell of Ketchikan, as well as a 12-year-old child from Lewiston, Idaho, had been traveling in a 16-foot open skiff. Family members reported the three missing at 9:30 Saturday night. The Coast Guard began searching soon after. Unable to locate the missing boaters by 3 o'clock the following afternoon, the Coast Guard contacted the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad for assistance. KVRS Incident Commander Jerry Kiefer says a rescue squad dispatched a helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft Sunday afternoon. He says a search on Sunday was hampered by deteriorating weather conditions and diminishing light. Kiefer says family members also assisted in the search and were able to uncover some clues as to the whereabouts of the boaters.
Apparently they had chartered a aircraft to go look Sunday morning and had actually landed next to a boat up in the Bean Canal area. The owner of that vessel indicated that somebody matching their description had come by them asking for directions into Ketchikan. He gave directions and hadn't seen the boat since.
He says the search area was subsequently expanded to 4,500 square miles. Coast Guard spokesperson Sarah Francis says it was that information that helped searchers better pinpoint the missing boaters' location.
Their original float plan that they had left with family members had them down south of Ketchikan around some islands. It wasn't until witnesses sighted them headed north, and that's where we located them.
A Coast Guard helicopter crew from Air Station Sitka located the missing boaters Monday morning at around 8 o'clock on a beach in Eastern Bean Canal, about 30 miles northeast of Ketchikan.
From what we understand, they were just avoiding bad weather conditions in the area. They had pulled their skiff up on the beach, and they had made a fire there using a flare. Our MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from Air Station Sitka located them.
Despite rainy and windy conditions, Kiefer says the boaters were in good condition.
They were on the beach, pretty wet and cold, but otherwise uninjured.
Rescuers searched a total of 811 miles of shore and sea over 3 days, according to the Coast Guard. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.